They say that if you raise pigs where they're, a lot of them real close together, that they'll start tail biting each other. And so they cut their tails off completely to keep them from doing that. And it's the funniest looking thing to see a whole house full of these pigs and not one of them has a tail. But these are people that are raising, you know, 3,000 and 4,000.
Yeah, I know. They have them in what you call a hog curve. Mm-hmm. You take chickens, you know, people grow chickens now, broilers.
Yeah, I saw a big chicken house right down the road.
Well, they did be, they call it nice people pecking one another. Chicks, when they're small or bad, the droppings are good pecking at that, and they'll peck them until they'll peck the skin, and I saw them bleed. Mm-hmm. Well, they did be dramatic.
How do they do that? Just take
when the chick gets small, mm-hmm. mostly women do this, but I never saw, I don't know how they do it, but they take the point of that beak off some way. I don't know if they burn it off, they probably do.
I bet that makes a very strange looking chicken.
You won't notice it.
It
don't amount to an
apple. I guess it's just a very tip.
I think there's a little tip there on their nose.
But it cuts out that pecking.
Mm-hmm. A little chicken has one of those things from where he's pecks through the eggshell. They have a little tip, a little point out there.
Yeah, well, now that's what they want to do away with. They call it debeaking.
Hmm. Well, I didn't know they were doing that now. Of course, when you get into that, you're raising, some people raising 6,000 to 7,000, 8,000 chickens in a house.
Oh, yeah. I've got a friend over here that has 12,000 to the house.
Now, that's what's a lot of trouble, because you've got to have...
Well, you've got to...
It's like raising plants, almost. It's
you've
almost
got
like
to stay ready. You've got to keep the temperature right, the water right. Everything's got to be... You've got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it pays off pretty good. Mm-hmm.
We tried raising chickens for a while. We didn't have... We had only had 3,000. But... It worked out pretty nicely. My dad sold them all right. There was so much trouble, though. They'd stand out in the rain and drown if it rained hard enough. You had to go run them in the house to get them out of the rain.
Well, they ever let them out of the house.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a nice house. It was a chicken house. We just had a barn about the size of yours, and then we fenced in one big place and kept them all out, and then they went in the barn at night. We finally had to... Well, we never did it after we finished with those, because we had some land. We lived right on the lake, and my parents lived right on the lake up in Tennessee. And we had more trouble with weasels coming in and carrying off chickens and eggs and everything. And then one of our neighbors had about 4 old dogs that learned to suck eggs. And once they learned to suck eggs, we never could get them, so they might get an egg out of them. Anyhow, we tried everything. Daddy filled them with... punch an egg out and blow the yolk out of it and fill it up with Tabasco sauce and put it under there, and the dogs wouldn't suck that one. They'd suck all the rest of it.
Hmm.
And you know what? Now somebody told me that there's some dogs in some of the cities that have learned to suck milk cartons.
Oh.
And when the milkman leaves these cardboard cartons of milk out on people's front steps, these dogs will come around and bite a hole in them and drink the milk out of them.
Well... That's possible.
Yeah. If you wanted to use something for a while, and or you needed a tool or something and you didn't have one, you might run down the road and ask your neighbor to let you what one?
I call it borrowing.
Okay. When kids are swimming or something, they jump in the water and land flat on their stomach. What do you call that?
Well, we call it a belly button.
Yeah, that's what it is, too, usually. What about when a child does this a lot? He'll put his head down and sort of roll over on the floor this way. You call that a what? He's turning a what?
Flip.
Okay. Let's see. Before a baby can walk, he does what?
It has to crawl before it walks.
Now, see, up north, some people, up north, they say he creeps instead of crawls. I know I've had some friends from Boston who think, when they say creeps, it's, that sounds to me like you're sneaking up on somebody or something. the opposite, if you don't pull something, you do what to it?
Push.
And if you don't push, you do what?
Pull.
Okay. If you take your foot and put it down on the floor kind of hard, you're doing what to the floor?
Stomp.
Okay. And you might say, well, I didn't do too well that time, give me another
chance.
Okay. If you ask a question, you expect
an answer.
Right. And what is it that when you're sending a letter to somebody, what is it that you write on the outside of the envelope?
Their address.
Okay. What happened to your big flower that was in there yesterday, by the way?
I put it out on the porch.
On the porch.
What is that?
Some kind of a gold.
Big thing. And you moved that by yourself?
Yeah, and she shouldn't have done it. I've been out.
Well, it's got a little bunch of blooms on it, and they're white. You can't see them.